Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Solari Report. Today is Thursday, February 11th, 2021, and we're here to talk about how to use the Solari Report. I want to start with the story. A couple years ago, I was in Washington and having breakfast with a recently retired congressman, and we didn't like the restaurant we were in for breakfast, so we started to walk across Union Station to go to a new restaurant. We bumped into a senator coming in from Delaware, where you can still commute to Washington. And it was a relatively new senator, somebody I didn't know when I worked there. And so my friend was talking with him and then introduced me. And the senator very graciously said, "Well, what do you do?" I said, "Well, I publish something called the Solari Report, which means I have a wonderful group of people who support me in traveling around the world wherever I want to go and writing about whatever I want to write about and researching whatever I want to research and teaming up and collaborating with whoever I want." And I meant to be light and funny, and this look of extraordinary grief came over his face, and he said, "How can I get that job?" And I said, I laughed and I said, "Senator, the apprenticeship is a little rough." But it reminded me how grateful I am for your support of me and the entire Solari team in helping us do what we do. Our job is to help you and each other live a free and inspired life. We try to do it ourselves. It's a journey. We are always learning, always improving, and we're very grateful, needless to say. And we're sort of living and doing what we want to do, and there's no greater gift in this environment. So again, thank you. Thank you for your support. We love doing this. This is the one thing I said I'd never do. I said I'd never do media and I'd never be an investment advisor. And here you are, as one of my colleagues just said to me, my partner, Robert Duper here in Europe, he said, "Karma's a bitch." Anyway, so if you could go to the website or you can watch the website, I'm going to do screen share so you can see me sort of turtle around the website. The most important thing to see is your account. So I want you to look at the top navigation bar. So click on your account, and what you will see are all the different aspects of what you need to manage the account. You can create a support request if you need help. You can reset your password. You can submit a question to Ask Catherine, which we do every week, except for the last week of the month. So if you have a question for me, that's the place to put it. There's a great welcome page. If you haven't taken a look at the welcome page, it helps you go through and navigate and understand sort of all the offerings you get with your subscription. And so we send it out when you first subscribe, and we want to make sure that you take a look at that, because I think it will help you get sort of acclimated to all the benefits of what you get. There's a lot. And it's, think of the Solari Report as a buffet, and you can take what you want and leave the rest. But we certainly want you to know all the different offerings that come with your subscription. Then FAQs are, as people come in to customer support and have questions, we put up answers to the frequently asked questions. So you definitely want to check that out. And then if you want to send an email or call customer service, the number, you can email customerservice@solari.com, but you can also call. And some people don't want to just put in a support ticket or email. They want to talk to a human, and we're happy. We're humans, and we're happy to talk to our subscribers. So if you want a human-to-human conversation, all very possible. And also, if you want to talk during a specific time, you can use the support function to let us know what times to call you. Tips and tricks. What we find is a lot of problems that people have with our website are because of their technical problems with information systems or browsers. That has not so much to do with us, but sort of challenges with that we're all having with technology. And so you can find that there. And also, if you want to purchase a gift subscription, when you subscribe to the Solari Report, unless you're a print plus digital subscriber, you don't automatically get hard copies unless you buy them at the Solari store. So if you want to get wrap up hard copies, two ways to do it. One is to be a print plus digital, and then we mail them to you automatically. And the other is to be a subscriber, and then you can go to the Celeri store and buy copies of the current or back copies that are available. So make sure you learn the your account function, because it's one of the primary ways for you to get all the help and information you need to kind of manage your account. So let me talk a little bit about an overview. As I said, our tagline is helping each other have a free and inspired life. You can always see it at the bottom of the page, our Vision 2030. And think of the Celeri Report as a network that's having a conversation. And we're really trying to have a free and inspired life, each of us, with our families, and then helping each other do the same. And there are two primary ways we think we can help you do that. One is to get a better map of what's going on, not to dwell on the negative, but to do an effective job of risk management. So I always say, I want you to know when to duck. And a lot of the things we do to build a better map is to help you understand what the risks in the environment are. And I think with a good map, we can all do a better job of figuring out how to duck. The second thing, when we talk about what's going on and we try and build that better map, we have a theme called unanswered questions. You'll see, if you go to our news, trends, and stories section, you'll see a section called unanswered questions down at the bottom. And that's because we're living in a world both of extraordinary change and where it's very difficult to get intelligence on many of the risk issues that we would like to know about. And so we're a great believer that even if you can't know for certain what's going on in a particular area, you can ask questions, and asking questions helps you frame the uncertainty, manage the uncertainty, manage the risk, and get smarter at building your intelligence, getting to the point where we can achieve some form of certainty. And you'll find every quarter in the news, trends, and stories that I do with Dr. Joseph Farrell in our quarterly wrap-ups, we have a section called Unanswered Questions. Every quarter just gets longer. Under the rubric of getting a better map, we talk a lot about long-term and primary trends. And that's because I think if you try and understand the current events or news of the day, you'll get drowned by an extraordinary amount of noise. But if you understand the important long-term trends that are happening, say 10 or 20 deep trends, it's like having a coat rack and the noise suddenly becomes sort of different pieces that you can hang on the coat rack, and you have a framework to deal with it. So I spend a lot of time going deep on primary trends. One of the purposes of our quarterly and annual wrap-ups is there's a theme in each one, and each theme we go deep on one trend. So the rise of the Asian consumer, so megacities, missing money, which is really part of the financial coup d'etat. So we try and go deep once a quarter, and we believe over a process of several years, if you can really deeply understand those primary trends, it will help make it much easier to organize or ignore the noise, because you really see the long-term trends. So for example, perfect example is the rise of the Asian consumer. I thought that our subscribers understood the implications of a rise in the per capita incomes and the resulting political power of China and Asia. But when we publish Rise of the Asian Consumer, and we also published a wonderful interview with Steve Roche, who wrote Unbalanced, which is one of the best books on the U.S.-China relationship. But when we got everyone to go deep and look, what I discovered is they really didn't understand the magnitude of this shift. And once they did, it put the U.S.-China rebalancing and the constant noise on that topic in a much more powerful framework. I'll never forget, we had one wonderful subscriber who went to China to work for a couple of years, and I had her read Unbalanced and this material on the way over in the plane, and she said, you know, she said, I landed really with a great framework of understanding of what's going on. I can't thank you enough. So if you take the time to understand the primary trends, it's a much better use of your time than just sort of getting overwhelmed by the noise. So again, Celeri Report is about building a better map, helping you take action based on that map and doing it in a way that helps you live a free and inspired life. That's what we're about. So let's just take a look and look at the top navigation bar. We simplified the home page over the last 2 weeks because new subscribers have been saying it's way too complicated. So we tried to streamline a little bit. And so the first category on the top navigation bar, there are two navigation bars. One is this top level, and then the other is the news, trends, and stories and some of the other databases. So at the top level, the Soleri Report gives you sort of our weekly ongoing offerings. So we have Money and Markets, which is my commentary, which is done every week on Thursday night. It publishes except for the last week of the month. The last week of the month, I take a break and, you know, tend to look at the longer term things. So Money and Markets, then the weekly Soleri Interview, which also publishes on Thursday nights. The commentary describing it publishes it the Saturday before, and so does the Money and Markets. So if you logged in, you want to put commentaries or questions, you know, on the commentaries for those offerings, then they're there from Saturday on coming into Thursday. So you can express your ideas or questions if you want them answered in those. Sometimes people recommend great stories, and so I'll look at their recommendations in terms of what I cover. And then the wrap-ups are published every quarter. So the three quarters during the year and then the annual wrap-up. And the wrap-ups, we publish them during the first month of the quarter. So they roll out. Usually it's 4 weeks. Sometimes it'll go more than 4 weeks. So there are four commentaries with the audios, with the transcripts, but we also have special web presentations that we build as we publish. And then finally, those are rolled up into a PDF and a full hard copy wrap-up that then gets mailed out to the people who are print and digital subscribers. So those are the big offerings, the Money and Markets, the weekly Soleri Report. The Money and Markets commentary includes Ask Catherine, which is a separate audio. And that's my response to questions that are submitted in Ask Catherine or you post it subscriber input. Then special reports are sort of special things we do that are almost always public. These are issues related to public policy questions or governance questions. And I really feel that as a public service, we need to make those conversations public. There's no particular schedule and you'll see them on the homepage over here. And then Food for the Soul is our lead cultural offering. It's done by Nina Hine. She publishes two columns a month, as well as one or two audios a month. And then she does special sections for all the wrap-ups. And she also leads the writing of the movie sections in the wrap-ups. You will see incredible reviews of museums and artistic events, as well as movies. The woman's mastery and knowledge of movies is quite phenomenal. Anyway, so Food for the Soul. Then in our weekly offerings, we do series by other hosts. We have the Future Science series, the Food series, the Wellness series, as well as Via Europa, because Vanessa Beer Schaefer has now done her second offering, and we'll put that up here, Via Europa. In fact, that publishes next week, her next one. And I'm trying to build the Soleri Report to more of a channel. So Ulrich Groniger publishes the Future Science series. If you haven't watched it, it's really a must. And then the Food series is Pete Kennedy is the host. And this is a wealth of interviews and knowledge about fresh food. We're very keen on making sure you get healthy, nutritious food, needless to say. And then Bridget Mouche is the host of the Wellness series. We have some other series we want to add this year. We're very excited about it. So we're going to continue to try and add very high quality hosts that give you extraordinary information that is very, very special. Then finally, over the last 25 years, I've written a lot about the lawlessness, the operation of the U.S. federal government finances outside of the law, and the extraordinary amounts of money that have been reported as undocumentable adjustment. We have a special website where we now collect all of that material. It's called Missing Money, and you can link there. And then very important so that the site is faster. We have moved any pre-2017 content to the Solari library. So if you want something, if you do a search and don't find it on home, you want to skip over to the library and do a search there. And so there's content back to 2004. So there's a wealth of information and content. I want to just note on the homepage, if you want a fast way of getting to the wrap-ups or the weekly interviews or money and markets, everything, you click here and you get a searchable table press and you can access audios, transcripts for money and markets and the different commentaries in the transcript as well. Obviously, if you want the video, sometimes we'll publish a video, sometimes we won't. If you want the video, you've got to go to the commentary, which you can just click to from here. And this is the equivalent for all the wrap-ups. So a quick way to search and find everything. So that's the Solari Report. Commentaries are things that I write that are short like a blog post, or longer ones tend to come under articles. I do a fair amount of book reviews, as well as some other guests do book reviews as well. Then this is just the commentaries for Food for the Soul. This one will take you to the full Food for the Soul offering. Let's go to the movies. I have found that movies are a great way, documentaries and movies are a great way to sort of describe in an entertaining way what's going on. So we try to do one movie review with every weekly Money and Markets. And then in each wrap-up, whatever the theme is, we do a section on movies that really inform that theme. Music, we put a music selection up every Friday. It's a way to be light and take a break. And then the longer articles, mostly by me, but sometimes special reports we have linked here. I have two books that are online, Dylan Reed and Gifting to the Children We Love. So this is a quick way to access them. One of our most important commentaries is Coming Clean. And it's for those of you who are thinking, okay, what do I do? How do I take action? It's a large collection, which keeps growing, of sort of information about different actions you can take. So this is our idea about, you know, steps you can take to live a free and inspired life. About has all the information about Solari. And of course, if you just click on About, you'll get our About Us page. And then you can drill down. And if you want to know more about me, as I said to the German Corona Investigation Committee recently, I'm one of the most over-investigated people you'll ever meet. And only because I've had a Senate confirmation as a senior political appointee. And then I had 18 audits and investigations during the litigation. So I'm extremely over-investigated. And anyway, but there's a, you can get a full resume here and you can link to Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, my online book that I published in 2006 to explain to everybody what the heck just happened with the 11-year food fight with the U.S. government. And then there's a personal history on my investigating the money missing from the U.S. government. As I said earlier, the most important thing, if you're a new subscriber, really go check out the welcome page. It's a really great way to sort of understand how to get around. And then oftentimes we have concepts that we use in our discussion. And if you click to Solari Core Concepts, you can see links to basic terms we talk about, like planet equity. I believe we're in a long-term bull market for equity. And so planet equity, the popsicle index, the red button story. I'm constantly using the red button story. Or when I discuss the corporate media, I sometimes call it the shriek-o-meter because they just keep shrieking. Or financial coup d'etat. Anyway, there are a lot of terms in here that will sort of help you understand words and concepts we use and how to find lots of background information on them. And then FAQs, again, is up in your account. And when you subscribe, you will automatically get signed up for email updates unless you choose not to. But for any reason, if you want to sign up, here they are. And if you're logged out, you can sign up on the homepage, but you should be getting those. If you're not getting those, make sure to check your spam filter and teach your email software to not screen them out. Events, I do a fair amount of public interviews, and we keep a record of most of the ones I do and then put up links if they're available. So you can go to events, and if you want to get some of the public interviews, you can get them there. And then, again, subscriber input. Subscriber input is a place on the website where people chat and discuss. And there's a wealth of brilliant people making extremely intelligent comments and insight. And when you're there, you'll only get 2021 subscriber input, but you can click back to prior years as well and see the very rich conversation. It's quite extraordinary, the shared intelligence that you'll find here. And your account simply takes you back to the your account page if you want to get back. Okay, so that's the top level of the navigation bar. And the primary offerings that subscribers really access are underneath the Solari report. So your weekly money and markets, your weekly Solari report interview, and the wrap-ups and the special reports. And then it sort of goes from there. Okay, so let's take a look at the light blue navigation bar. So here we have the news, trends, and stories bar. So let me explain what news, trends, and stories are. Every day we scan the headlines. As we scan them, I pick out, and other members on the team pick out the headlines that they think are really important. And what we do is we pour them into a table press, and you can access that table press by the different categories: culture, economy, financial markets, food and health, geopolitics, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can access them all together. And the table press will allow you to click, you can look at what the source is, you can look at what the tag is, you can sort by, is it an article, is it a video, you can sort by both the story date and the date posted. We may post backstories, but we want to see that it's a backstory. And make sure when you jump on the table presses, make sure you click a couple times, because it may take two or three times to get the sort of the current one up. So we try to keep this fairly up to date. And one of the reasons we do this is we like to aggregate. Let me just pull up geopolitics as one. We like to aggregate the most important stories so that when it comes time to do the quarterly wrap-ups, we have a way of taking our overarching trends, and you'll see in the quarterly wrap-ups a section called the trends we track. And then we take the headlines we've collected for the quarter and we sift through them. You'll often see a marking called WU, and that's one we want to pick up for the wrap-up. That means it's designated to go into the wrap-up database. And what's interesting, because this is sort of an open source intelligent process, we collect up the headlines and then we compare them to the trends and we try and discern, okay, what just happened over the last quarter? And what is phenomenal is how much intelligence we find by collecting these up and aggregating them. And it turns out we see things happening that we wouldn't see if we weren't looking at the patterns of the headlines and connecting the dots, because, you know, money is shifting and resources are shifting and the intelligence is not being shared with you and me about what's really going on. But when you map out the headlines in this way, it's quite remarkable what you see. And that's why in the quarterly wrap-ups, my vision of news, trends, and stories is with the quarterly discussions of news, trends, and stories and the presentations, including of the headline database and the top videos that we do on the wrap-ups. My vision is that if you just skim what we publish on the wrap-up web presentation for news, trends, and stories and listen to the discussion with Dr. Farrell, and then you watch absolutely no other news for the entire year, you will be the smartest guy in the room. Our job is to get you all the news while there's still time to do something about it. with as little of your time as possible. And that's my goal. What I'm hoping is that with a 10 to 20 hour investment a year of your time, you will know everything that's going on and you won't have to spend, you know, hours and hours every week listening to the news or overwhelmed with the barrage of what I consider to be irrelevant news or shrieking or disinformation. Our goal with News Trends and Stories is to find the deeper news and then to publish it quarterly in a way that you can be confident you've got a good map of what's going on and, you know, you're not going to get surprised. The next one over is the 2020. So if you want to go back and search 2020, there it is. We've put up a few other items that we're trying to collect up information and keep track of it separately. One is stimulus, and that's U.S. federal monetary and fiscal stimulus. Dr. Gates' creepy technology, we're trying to keep an eye, sort of a view on creepy technology, including creepy technology that might be included in food or vaccinations, or I shouldn't call them vaccinations, injections. So whether it's injectable creepy technology or a variety of digital creepy technology or biotech creepy technology or creepy technology that can go in the spray that's going overhead or in our food, we're trying to understand the creepy technology. So we're collecting it up there. And then when we did the Go Local wrap up, we took a real deep look at where the COVID deaths were and where the riots were relative to the Fed banks, as it might relate to the going direct reset. So we've got a little database there. Okay, so just let's quick look at the homepage vis-a-vis the navigation bar. So you can access everything through the navigation bars, obviously, but you can also access it through the homepage. So if you click on money and markets, you'll get all the money and markets. You can see the last three on the homepage. So if we click on this Thursday, the money and markets I'm going to do tonight, you can see the Ask Catherine is always posted there. And then I've been collecting up stories, and then you see links to what the interview is this week and what the Take Action offering is, the hero of the week, and what I'll be covering in Let's Go to the Movies, as well as for the Blast from the Past. We put a link to the Blast from the Past interview. This is a way weekly that we sort of bring up and highlight very useful pieces that are, you know, in the archives, but are still really, really relevant and very useful. And I find myself in the subscriber input or Ask Catherine referring to these. And so I'll bring them up in Blast from the Past. But you can also click here and get the money and markets for those weeks on the Table Press as well. Either way. Ditto with the weekly interviews. Click on Lena Salieri Reports and you'll see all the weekly interviews going all the way back. And then the wrap-ups, if you click on this, what you're going to see here is the weekly commentaries for these wrap-ups. Every wrap-up, as we publish it, it comes out weekly. And here's where you'll find the audios and the transcripts and the videos as they're ready. But we also have, and it's very important to discover this, we also collect all the information and build it on the web presentation. And when the web presentation is finished, we convert it into a PDF digital copy, which is the full presentation in digital form. Then we publish it in the hard copy. One of the questions we often get when these are done is, you know, can I share this with my family? And we encourage you, you know, if you want to print it out and share it with your family, that's fine. If you're a Salieri Report subscriber, we're perfectly happy for you to share this with your immediate family. Another way, if you don't like using the light blue navigation bar, another way to get to all the news, trends, and stories is through this section here. And when we do recent interviews or have a new video, we tend to put it up in Salieri in the News. That used to be Daily Salieri. And we have a financial market section where if you want to see what's going on with the latest markets, both the indices, commodities, currencies, it's down at the bottom on the right. And again, if you're hoping to get somebody interested in this Salieri report, one way to do it is to suggest that they go take a look at all the special Salieri reports or read core concepts. And we have, when you're logged out, we have a section with a little squirrel eating a nut. And so I would encourage them to take a look at Just a Taste. And or if you look at Missing Money is all public. So a lot of the offerings under culture, like book reviews or food for the soul, are public. Try out the Solaria Report before they subscribe. So let me talk a little bit about some of the themes that you will find when you are part of the Solaria network, and you're going to hear these a lot. And so I want to make sure you have a little bit of an introduction to them. One is coming clean. In terms of both risk management and opportunity, I think a great way to have a free and inspired life is to get all the bad dogs out of your life, get them out of your time, get them out of your attention, get them out of your bank account, get them out of your... I just think when you associate with people and institutions of integrity, I'm not saying that are perfect. Nobody's perfect. But when you get the real criminals, and because the dividing line is here between institutions and people that try to be lawful and institutions and people whose model of making money and navigating this world is criminal. They are intentionally lawless. So those of you who've been around for a while know when I mentioned our big question in 2020, how are we going to deal with the Beck brothers? The Beck brothers are the characters in the Yellowstone TV series that are constantly engaged in criminal tactics to get their way. So I think it's unbelievably important to get the bad dogs out of your life, both as a risk management. But the other thing is starve the parasite. If you don't feed them, they can't grow. And the reality is in the US and in many G7 countries, we have fed the parasite. And the parasite, the more we feed them, the bigger they get. So Coming Clean is full of suggestions of how you might consider, you know, sort of getting the parasite out of your life. Here's what's important to understand. The goal here is you have a free and inspired life. So the goal is not to make you feel bad and have to make your life really difficult and complicated. The goal is to make your life wonderful. So you've got to do these things with your own time and your own pace. And there's only so much inconvenience you can bear before you're not having a free and inspired life. So this is a journey, and I want you to be sensible about it, because many of our choices are gray. When I first started to come clean, it took me 2 years to begin to really make progress. I had to get all my companies and myself out of the worst banks, and I had to change my insurance. And I mean, it was a real journey. And I always encourage people, do a time budget, identify, you know, sort of the worst, and go to work on that, get that accomplished, feel good about it, celebrate it. Can't tell you how many people have come back and said, I love my bank. I couldn't believe how much energy it gave me to bank with wonderful people. And then that gives you energy. So you turn around and you do the next thing. For some of us, it's getting people out of your life who really aren't trustworthy. I had to go through a process where I simply cut ties with certain people in my family because, you know, they are the swamp. And you just, at some point, you have to say goodbye. So that's why it's a process, and you want to organize the process in a way that's sensible. It's practicable, but it gives you energy. So think about coming clean and how you can start to get the risk out of your life. Another concept is turtling. So let's see if I can pull up turtling. Turtle forth is basically my concept of, in a highly complex world with a lot of what I describe as shadow work, so surprise work that is being created for us by large corporations and governments, or things going wrong, you know, sort of implosion of different functions. Turtling is sort of my philosophy of never quitting, never giving up. And it's quite interesting when you're in a period of high change and high uncertainty, if you just keep moving forward, it's amazing how much can work and how things can turn out very positively. Anyway, so you'll hear a lot from us about just turtle it. We're turtling. So always keep moving forward. Another concept you'll hear is seize. There's a famous New England story. Here it is. It's called Walking by Seas. City Slicker's driving down the road and he gets lost and he sees a farmer and he says, "Can you tell me how to get to town?" And the farmer says, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just go down this road, 3 C's, take a right, go 2 C's, take a left, and you'll be in town in about a C or so." And the guy said, "Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But can you tell me what a C is?" And the farmer says, "Yeah, C is when you can see as far as you can see. That's 1 C. Now, I used to be a person, I used to have a 1-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, and I had to switch to being a person who had a plan for the next C. Because we're in an environment where if you can see, let's say I can see what we need to do for a quarter, by the time I get to the end of the quarter, things will have changed so much that there's no point in trying to plan out, you know, certain aspects of the next C. So you'll hear me talk about, you know, our plan for the next C or walking by C's. Another concept, as I said, that you'll hear a lot about is unanswered questions. So if you go to unanswered questions in the news, trends, and stories in the wrap-ups, but we put a lot of headlines under unanswered questions, and that's because they're about topics that are, in my mind, are unanswered questions. So, you know, somebody will write an article and saying the Easter Bunny is real, and my answer is, I don't know. But I want to collect it for some reason, or I want to track it. So we'll put it in unanswered questions. Now, some of these things, I have no idea whether they're true or not, and I have no idea. A lot of times we'll put something from Joseph where he says he has no idea if it's true or not. So, you know, these are in our minds, they're unanswered questions. And it's interesting, whenever the Shriekometer wants to dump on me, sometimes they'll say, "Oh, well, she posted this crazy article of, you know, blah, blah, blah." And sure enough, it's something posted in unanswered questions. And my attitude is, on a lot of these topics, until we know how the world really works at the top, then I want to contemplate the possibilities. So there's a lot of stuff in here that I consider to be very useful. And to me, it's extremely important to ask questions, but it's also important to admit that you don't know and not get tricked by the desire for certainty into believing things that, you know, we just don't have hard evidence that it's true. And I used to write articles called, you know, Unanswered Questions of 9/11, things like that. I was part of a group of people that did a website for 9/11 called Unanswered Questions. And we kept saying, "Okay, government, here are the questions. Please answer them. You have budgets and evidentiary power." It was very powerful because they wouldn't answer the questions. And that in and of itself was a powerful concept. One of the things every year for our annual wrap-up, we do, and let me just go to the 2020 annual wrap-up, going direct reset. It's being finalized as we speak. So we'll go to one of the commentaries, but then we'll click over to the web presentation. And you'll see that we are working on scenarios for the next year. And one of the things you'll notice is that there's two axes. One is vertical, one is horizontal. And the vertical axis is culture. And the horizontal axis is finance. And we tend to look at culture is a way of sort of capturing living equity, and finance is a way of capturing financial equity. And I'm a great believer, when you hear me talk about the Popsicle Index, that's a index for living equity, and the Dow Jones Index, which is a index for financial equity. And much of the Solari Model's work is about finding how to create a win-win relationship between living equity and financial equity. Right now, I would say that the relationship between living equity, which includes the environment, it's not just people. You know, we've gotten into a win-lose relationship, and we're trying to get back to a win-win. But we tend to kind of think in, you know, okay, how do you look at this from the point of view of culture or living equity? And then how do you look at this from the point of view of financial equity? Ultimately, they're integral, because your financial savings are simply a way of taking your living equity and transferring it through time and space. And so it represents, for an independent producer, it represents their accumulated time. To the central bankers, it's you know, unfortunately, it's just money they print out of thin air. And unfortunately, that's becoming increasingly a system to debase our time and control us. But anyway, so we tend to think in a framework of culture, sort of living equity and financial equity. Another thing we talk a lot about is spiritual warfare, because I do believe that we're dealing with what John Rappaport describes as a 10,000-year-old war, and at its root, it is a war between the forces of good and the forces of evil. Thomas Meyer and our wonderful anthroposophist friends describe it as, you know, Christ and Ahriman and Lucifer. There are different frames on this, but to me, the root of this is spiritual, and I think in the coming clean process, one of the most important things to attend to is your spiritual life and how to stay connected to divine intelligence, because I think that's the source of intelligence that makes us unbelievably smart. I'm a great believer that the way you can navigate is very much through prayer. Some people prefer meditation, but I believe there's an extraordinary amount of intelligence that's available to us about the spiritual war at the deepest level through spiritual and energetic mechanisms. And so we sometimes talk about that. I just, in response to a question that we got in Ask Catherine, I just did a piece called Why I'm an Optimist, which was a Solari report discussion where I explain, I just answer the question why I'm an optimist, which I am. And that has some good links to some of the other Solari reports we've done on related things. Again, see Turtle Forth, Walking by Seas. One of my favorite stories, a story from Jung, karma means you don't get away with anything. You'll hear me use the expression financial coup d'etat. I think what started in the mid-90s, including all the missing money and the financial bailouts, is the effort to centralize political and financial control by bubbling the economy and then shifting money out of the existing sovereign governments. And part of what we're watching now is a effort to consolidate the financial coup into a sort of new governance structure or management structure. I can't really say that the governance structure has changed, but we'll talk a lot about financial coup and the financial coup and missing money. Finally, most subscribers ultimately come around to the fact that I laugh a lot. And in fact, on my public interviews, you'll see a lot of criticism because I'll be discussing extremely negative developments, but I'll also be laughing about it. One of the reasons I'm laughing about it is because I am an optimist. And my take on this is we're remarkably primitive as a species, but we don't have to be. And so I've spent my whole life helping us to grow up, but I'm waiting for us to grow up because I'm only one person. I can't make anybody grow up. I have enough trouble making sure I grow up. So I refer to it as a dear ally once described it to me. I refer to it as a state of amusement. And some days when I get unbelievably frustrated with what's going on, you will hear me say I've lost my state of amusement. But I always try and get it back. And that's part of spiritual warfare. It's a critical component of spiritual warfare. Okay, so those are some of the themes you'll see or hear on the Solari report. I want to turn to investment strategy because a lot of people come to us and say, you know, I want to figure out what to do with my money. There is a wealth of information about the different asset categories of things you can do with your money and sort of how to think about them and where I think they're going to go. Every quarter, I do an equity overview where we go through those issues. So, you know, where are the equity markets going? Where's precious metals going? Where is real estate going, et cetera, et cetera. So I will discuss my take on these things. And I'll also discuss the process. So if you're trying to figure out what you should do, here are some of the issues you need to think about. Here's the process you need to go through. What we don't do is we don't make recommendations. And I'll tell you why. For 10 years, I was an investment advisor and I advised families and individuals all the way from people of modest means to extremely wealthy. And what I will tell you is everybody's different. Each person is unique. In a centralized model, you can have a lot of rules about, you know, you ought to do this. In a decentralized model, You are totally special and unique, and where you live is unique, and what your, you know, what your individual profile is and what you're interested in and what you're willing to learn about, take responsibility for is unique. And I would find myself in the same state, in the same month, making entirely different recommendations to two different people about what they ought to do, because each one was different and unique. So there's no way you're going to get on Salera Report and have me say, oh, everybody should have X percent of this in their savings. So one of our most popular commentaries on precious metals is called, what percentage of my savings should I have in precious metals? Yeah, what percentage of my assets should I hold in precious metals? We just did a collection of the best of the Salera Report and a lot of the popular links on precious metals, including selected tax issues, are in the related reading at the bottom of the commentary. So this is a piece I wrote because it was in a period when I had many subscribers trying to give me, oh, you should have X percent, and telling me, oh, all these different websites say X percent. I was like, that is nuts. So I walk through and describe in detail the process that you should use to determine what percentage of precious metals will probably be good for you. But again, you're going to have to figure it out. So there's no way anybody can give you specific investment advice. And I'm extremely conservative. I will not give advice on specific securities. So I will not say, oh, I like this stock or I dislike this stock. I'm not going to do it. I'll do it about the category and I'll talk about, you know, the kinds of companies I like, but I'm not going to give specific stock picks. Now, it's interesting. Many people who are not that interested in the financial markets will want an expert to tell them what they ought to do. And what I try and impress upon anybody coming to the Salera Report is you are the board of directors of your financial assets and your resources. You're the chairman of the board. You're the board of directors. You can delegate specific tasks. You can say, okay, this institution, I want to be a custodian for a portion of my precious metals, or a portion that I hold in the United States, or a portion that I hold in Switzerland, or I want this person to be the stock manager for this pool of equities or for all my equities. You know, you can delegate those things, but you are the governor and you are the overseer, and you have to be the guy to understand what they're doing and monitor what they're doing and to make sure it makes sense. Now, what you'll find in the annual wrap-ups under Get Ready, Get Ready, Get Ready, best books for the next year. So this is best books for 2021. And you'll see in both personal finance and development and investment some absolutely terrific books to help you do that. One of my favorites is Family Wealth, Keeping It in the Family, How Family Members and Their Advisors Preserve Human Intellectual and Financial Assets. How to Avoid Financial Tangles, another great one. Then Behavioral Investing and Value Investing by James Monnier. And we can certainly come up with more if you need them. But what you'll find is there are great resources to help you be the best chairman of the board and member of the board of directors to sort of handle your money. The other thing is, in a stable period, you can delegate to experts and trust them, and you don't need to know why you own something or what it is. The biggest financial mistakes I see people make is panic and pull things out at the wrong time because they don't understand why they own it. So, for example, our big challenge right now is that we could be facing scenarios. You know, there's some chance we're going to be facing very inflationary scenarios. There are other chances we could be facing very deflationary scenarios, and we have to be prepared to handle both. Now, in a portfolio strategy, you'll have some assets that are going to do really well in deflation and some assets that are going to do really well in inflation. And that's because we want to make sure that we're fine whichever way it goes. So we're protected if it goes to the right, and we're protected if it goes to the left. If it goes to the right and you say, oh, that was really stupid, I shouldn't have bought anything that would protect me in When it goes to the left, you dump it at the worst possible moment, and then wham, it changes, it goes to the left. And don't think Mr. Global isn't harvesting you, because, you know, that's part of the game. So it's unbelievably important as a member of the board of directors that you know why you own it. You know, you understand what it is and why you own it. Don't ever put money in something that you don't personally understand. You don't need to be an expert. You know, I can look at a bridge and know it's a bridge. I don't need to be able to do the architectural specifications, but I need to know that it's a bridge. I need to know what it looks like. I need to know it goes from here to there, and I need to know it's safe to travel on. But I don't need the architectural specifications. I don't need to build a bridge. I just need to be able to say, okay, it's a bridge, and here's why I own a piece of that bridge. And in this kind of level of change, you have to have confidence in what you're doing and why you're doing it. And then you can laugh when it goes up and down. I mean, we're in a period where the equity markets can swing 35%, precious metals can swing 35%. You got to be able to laugh your way through that. So I'll never forget one person who lost their money in Madoff explained to me, and then they made another fortune afterwards. It was really interesting to watch. But they told me one of the Madoff victims had given up on the whole system and had gone out and gotten like $10 million in cash. It took him a while to accumulate it, put in a safe deposit box, and every month they go down and get enough cash for everything they needed. But they said, I have enough. I live modestly. I have $10 million in cash. I don't need to bother with the thing anymore. And, you know, for her, that was a good plan. Time wasters. I want to just touch base on the things, the most precious resource you have is your time. And if we could do a superb job of helping you live a free and inspired life and get the most, you know, make sure your time and resources are expended just to achieve your purpose, boy, would that make me feel great. I think a lot of that comes down to excellent risk management, because it's the risks that come along and just waste your time or steal your resources. So I've worked with a lot of people who've been harmed by financial fraud or healthcare damage and fraud. And if they could just have avoided that vaccine injury, or they could just have avoided Madoff or that scammy hedge fund, it's quite remarkable. You know, you work your entire life. I was just watching and talking with Robert about a story of a wonderful guy, spent his entire life earning his entire net worth, and then one sort of scummy thing happened and it wiped him out. And it's, you hate to see it. That's what happens when you have all your eggs in one basket. It can happen. Anyway, but I want to talk about the things that eat up people's time that are, in my opinion, not a good investment of their time. And one of the things you'll hear a lot about on the Solaria report, one is corporate propaganda. The corporate outlets that are sometimes referred to as media are not media. They're really propaganda. They're really trying to organize and herd people into places which are not in their own best interests. And they're not trying to make people more intelligent. They're trying to herd. And it's for the noisiest part of it, I sometimes talk about the shriek-o-meter. I'll give you a perfect example. This week, Anderson Cooper referred to the rally in Washington on January 6th as, he apparently equated it to the Rwandan genocide. You know, that, you know, it's like, it's kind of like saying Nancy Pelosi's losing electricity, you know, all her designer ice cream is the equivalent of dropping the bomb on Hiroshima or something. You know, it's so inappropriate, you just don't even know what to say. And one of the reasons you see the shriek-o-meter get louder and louder and louder is as they lose credibility, they have to get louder and louder to get attention. So it's, in part, it's a way to get attention. It's unbelievably important that you just get rid of all that stuff, you cut it out of your life. There's no intelligence coming through it. Other than to occasionally drop in and sort of see what they're trying to brainwash people. But it's really propaganda. So be very, very careful, because it wastes a huge amount of people's time. And if you look at how your time can be spent on understanding the deeper trends and getting sort of the real deal on all these different issues, it's just, it burns up a lot of time. The financial press is a mixed bag. I still read a lot of the sort of mainstream financial press because a lot of it is just this company bought this company. It's not, it's sort of overt economy. It's not controversial. And they do a very, very good job of drilling down and getting into all the detail. And the hardest thing for me to communicate to people is, you know, if I can pick up a magazine that is essentially financial press, and 50% of it is complete crap and lies, and the other 50% is remarkably useful. There are some books, for example, I find very useful, but I have no way of telling you, oh, here's the good stuff, and here's the completely ridiculous bad stuff. So I can do a pretty good job of screening out all the crap, but it's extremely hard to explain to somebody how to do it. Anyway, so financial press is a mixed bag, but I tend to consume a fair amount of the corporate financial press because they're pretty good on the overt economy stuff. Disinformation, there is a huge business in providing disinformation, and it's not just in the corporate media. The independent internet media, it's astonishing how much is disinformation, and intentionally so. And it's designed to trick you. You know, you are shocked and alienated from the corporate media, so you move over to the independent media, and the next thing you know, you've got something that's even worse. And you're being cycled into la-la land. And a lot of times you'll see me, someone will come into the Salieri Report and say, oh, you should listen to what Bobby Joe is saying on this. And I'll say, I don't have time to listen to Bobby Joe. And that's because the challenge that I have publishing the Salieri Report, if I were just to try and read all the great stuff from the outstanding sources I know, I don't have enough time to get through their material. And it's very frustrating for me because they're fabulous. I really want to watch and read everything, and I don't. And then somebody comes in and says, you know, to a source either that is not trustworthy or is just nowhere near as good, I want you to spend time watching it and unpacking it. I'm like, why? It's, you know, if you look at all the great content that is available through the Salieri Report and our best allies, I mean, you can get really, really smart if you just sit down and stop paying any attention to the news and other than news trends and stories every quarter, and you start reading the best books for 2021, by the end of the year, you will be so smart. It's unbelievable. So there's a whole lot of disinformation, and some of it is unbelievably entertaining. You know, and if you want to watch it as entertainment, have at it. You're your own person, and you are responsible ultimately to determine what you think is going on in the world and what you should do about it. But I would just say to you, when in doubt, raise your standards and raise your standards by an extreme amount. And don't just react to the story of the day or the news of the day. You know, get intellectual mastery of the deeper trends, because that's what's going to serve you well. In addition to disinformation, there's something called PSYOPs, which are real in not just disinformation, but disinformation designed to achieve an important political result. You know, so to get one candidate elected versus the other. The one that's most frightening to me right now is QAnon. QAnon was clearly a PSYOP. The Reuters investigation said it was run by the FBI. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what Reuters says. But it's clear it's now being used to discredit people like myself and our allies who are providing you with real intelligence. And QAnon was all a lie, and so now you should go back to CNN. And it's very clever how it was done. I can't tell you how many millions of hours. That's what hurts me the most about disinformation and PSYOPs. I see millions of hours wasted on things like QAnon, when if all of that time had gone to building fresh food local systems or getting the best sheriff elected locally, we'd be way ahead of the game. I have one story I keep telling. I had a wonderful subscriber who at the beginning of 2020, I just sat down and I said, look, you can get something done this year or you can waste time on presidential politics. I want you to stop. I want you to say, okay, I'm going to budget 10 hours this year to watching the presidential campaign and choosing who I vote for, max. And I want you to spend all the rest of your time. She decided to build this fabulous greenhouse. I mean, big, beautiful, and a lot of hard work to pick it out, order it, install it, get the foundation in, get it, you know, get all the seeds, get the whole thing going. So she did. She limited her involvement in the presidential election in the United States to 10 hours, and she spent all that time building a greenhouse. And now she's got a greenhouse. If I can't tell you how much time I saw wasted on something that there was no, it's not a good investment of your time to get sucked into the, you know, helping one member of the centralization team compete against another member of the centralization team. You've got to decentralize power to you and your family, and you got to do it now. Social media, when Facebook came out, I've told the story many times, so I won't repeat it here. I knew it was a control technique. It was basically a way for the intelligence agencies to get Americans and people around the world to update and maintain their own files. So it was a way for the CIA to get you to update your CIA file instead of them having to do it. Very clever. But I knew it was not something to trust. So we have had no social media presence other than I used Twitter for a while, and finally got so disgusted with sort of all the different games that they were playing, I just delinked my account a couple weeks ago. And I just think social media is a control technique. We still have a YouTube channel, but we don't depend on it. We have our own video servers now. And I just think you want to be unbelievably careful. There's absolutely no privacy. And most of what you're doing is you're updating the intelligence files on you. Anyway, so there's a huge amount between the corporate propaganda, the shriekometer, you know, the part of the financial press that's not useful, the disinformation, the psyops, the social media. There's a huge amount of ways that you are encouraged to waste your time and to have your time wasted, but you choose. You have the ability to just turn them off and focus on the things that you believe. Again, sit down and do a time budget and focus on the things that you believe will most help you live a free and inspired life. And our job on the Solari Report is to help you do that and help you be the smartest guy in the room without wasting a whole lot of your time on disinformation and noise. And again, that's one of the reasons so much effort at the Solari Report is focused on the wrap-ups, is to make sure you get, you know, sort of the deeper theme. One thing I did want to mention, if you, in the annual wrap-ups, what you'll see is we have a section called donations, and it will show you a list of all the donations we give during the year. We often give small amounts to many different organizations, and it's a way of signaling to you, and we'll post them up in News Trends and Stories. We think these guys are terrific. We also have a Take Action crowdfund where we're supporting litigation efforts to protect your children, protect your fresh food system, protect your rights in the COVID-19 pandemic kind of situation, as well as to support some of the reporters who write in a way that helps those litigation efforts. And so the way to support us is to just send a check to the Solari here in Hickory Valley. And we really appreciate that. We encourage you to go give direct, so you can just go directly to the Children's Health Defense or Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And we encourage you to to go direct, particularly where you can get a tax deduction. But if you don't want to give direct, if you just want to give us money, we're happy to cycle it to all these groups. And there are so many great groups. And donations is our way of sort of helping that. This is our second crowdfund. We did a crowdfund for Dr. Farrell's organ several years ago. And it was such a fun. It was during 2016, during the campaign. And while everybody was worried about the presidential election, we were just deep into learning about organs. It was very fun. And so we enjoyed doing that. We decided, okay, we're gonna do the to do another one. And this one we were able during 2020 to and you can see the report in the annual wrap up, sent about 40,000 to these different groups, and our feedback from subscribers is far more went direct, which we're happy to see. And if you look at the homepage, one of the things we say under the Take Action Crowdfund is, why have more assets if you don't have an army to protect them? And this was inspired by a subscriber who was had just sold a piece of real estate and said, should I buy more real estate in a different part of the country or should I buy precious metals? And I said to them, what's the point of having assets if you don't have an army to protect them? Because if you look at where the central bankers are going, it's what Klaus Schwab said. You know, you'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. I don't think so. But I do believe they're sincere about you'll own nothing. So rather than let your assets get confiscated, whether, you know, by dirty tricks or sneaky enforcement or changing to digital transaction systems that absolutely control you. We need armies. And I think having attorneys who are out there fighting, you just can't imagine if you look at the attorneys that are represented in the Take Action Crowdfund at the Children's Health Defense or Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, what they have managed to achieve and protect us from. It's incredible. In many circumstances, they're standing between us and the abyss. This quarter, in the first quarter of 2021, we're trying to raise money for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. So if you're not a member, I strongly recommend you go to the Take Action Crowdfund, and you can go over to Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund and join them. So I, again, strongly, strongly recommend it. Okay, so that's a walkthrough. Again, whatever you do, I want you to learn your account, okay? Go to your account and learn how to get all the things you need. And if for any reason, just call customer service. We're there. We're happy to help. So if you got a question for how to manage your account, access your site, go to customer service. And again, if you got a question for me, just put a question in on Ask Catherine, and we're here to help. So last but not least, again, we're here to help you and help each other have a free and inspired life. Let us know what we can do to help you do that. We're here to help and trying to solve the issues and obstacles you face is our best shot at sort of building the intellectual capital we need to do a great job at what we do. So again, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to do the Solari Report. I have to tell you, I have a great job. I work for great people. I call you the people who hold up the world. And so it's my opportunity. And on behalf of me and the Solari team, I just want to say thank you. So ladies and gentlemen, let us have your questions. We want to make sure you know how to access all the resources that you're paying for. And we want you to get a fabulous return on the investment of your time and money. So with that, have a wonderful evening. I always close by saying, don't worry about whether there is a conspiracy if you're not in one. Well, you are in one because you're in this Solari conspiracy. That is, in fact, what we are through the spirit. We're conspiracy through the spirit. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining me on the Solari Report.